Get up. Nikki and Tamillo when you wake up.
97.3.
Coast FM.
It's a very, very
weird world.
Oh, you know it is.
It'd be nice if you turn my mic on.
Oh, stop. You want everything, don't you? Microphone on.
Let me talk.
Headphones plugged in. I can't do everything. Hey, look, can I just share for a Friday the word of a gospel singer in California?
Not
getting preachy, by the way. No. He was stopped for not wearing a seatbelt. And you know what police in America are like.
That's a bit naughty.
Yeah. He tried to get out of it by singing for the police officers. Oh. Do you want to hear how it went?
I would love to hear it.
We have the audio.
I got to save my way out of this ticket.
You are so beautiful. Can you believe it? To me. Oh, yeah. You are so beautiful.
If you're wondering, he had a selfie stick filming it.
Oh, while he was trying to get out the ticket.
Yeah. Well, he's making a community service announcement. So.
Yeah.
You're everything.
I feel like he was planning this. If you had your selfie stick ready to go.
You are everything that I need. Oh, yeah. You are so beautiful to me.
Ooh.
Yeah,
Honey, okay.
Joe Cocker did pretty similar at the end of his. So there you go.
Yeah, did he get out of it?
No, they shot him.
Okay.
No, they didn't.
Okay. Just a bit of fun. We're just having fun, everyone. Okay.
So, give it a crack. Absolutely.
Only if you have a good voice so much. If he started singing really, really badly.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's something that everyone could try.
No.
I don't know if our police would be down with that.
Listen. And if you whipped out your selfie stick.
Yeah.
Don't recommend.
Please don't do that.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Friday edition.
Yes, the best edition of the week, am I right?
Yep, yeah, I'm with you.
Now take that back, DeMello.
Whatever I said, whatever I did, I didn't mean it.
I want you back.
And are they back for good?
Okay. They are back. Well, I don't know. Probably not. But the Man Band's 30th anniversary is here.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you're not boys anymore. Oh. To celebrate, they've released.
Sounds like something you wear on your wrist. Show us your Man Band. Anyway, carry on. Sorry.
Or don't. They've released a new album called Odyssey just in time for Christmas. See what they did there.
Yeah.
The album also comes with a UK tour and a new single they released earlier in the month.
We're going to be out.
Change.
Not sure what happened between 95 and now, but hey, you might love it. That song's called Out of Our Heads, if you didn't catch that. Before you get too excited, there's no Robbie Williams or Jason Orange in the band, just a three-piece. But hey, I reckon there'd be a few mums out there who'd love this under the Christmas tree this year. The album out today. Now, Shawn Mendes, Chris Stapleton, Mark Ronson and Pink are all set to honour Dolly Parton at the Music Cares Person of the Year Gala next year. Now, Dolly's receiving the honour for using her stardom to contribute to a wide range of causes from natural disasters to education and literacy programs. Good on you, Parton.
Good egg, that Dolly.
I'm going to call her Polly for a second then. The event will take place on February 8th in LA next year. Last year, Fleetwood Mac were honoured with Miley Cyrus, Keith Urban and Harry Styles performing. So there you go. Ariana Grande, she has teased the music video for her number one hit single, Thank You, Next, totally inspired by the noughties.
Thank you, next, next.
Now, this is like everything from my childhood. The movies she's drawn inspiration from are Legally Blonde, Suddenly 30, Mean Girls, and Bring It On. And I cannot wait for this one.
Okay.
Finishing up with Demi Lovato. She's had a bit of a friend cull.
Right.
Following her drug overdose earlier in the year. She's recovering in rehab and she's unfollowed all of her BFFs, including Nick Jonas, Iggy Azalea and Selena Gomez on Instagram. In response, she's posted on Twitter, "True friends don't do interviews about you when you OD."
Nikki and Tamello's three things you need to know.
Okay, let's go through them. First off, we're getting to the end of Leavers Week. So, you know, no terrible news stories. I mean, there you know, your injury
yeah,
or two.
Injuries.
But, like, people seem to have behaved, I guess, seems to be the case.
I feel like people are getting more mature, don't you reckon, every year? Like, the younger
could be
kids are more mature. They don't want to party as hard as you did, Tamello. They saw how you turned out.
Yeah, look at me, and I'm the living image of why you shouldn't. Anyway, reminder just to keep an eye on each other. Thanks for throwing me under the bus there. Black Friday kicks off today. Do you know why they call it Black Friday, by the way?
Why?
It's apparently about the traffic snarls on streets. I think it was around Philadelphia where it started, because people wanted to get the bargains. The sales started, and the traffic was so bad, they called it Black Friday.
Yeah, okay.
So anyway, no traffic involved in this one, except maybe downloads. Internet traffic.
Online
see what
it is there.
Yeah,
love it.
I'm keeping up with the kids. Anyway, have a look for your Christmas bargains as of today, because there's quite a few getting on board.
But also, I've seen some pretty crappy discounts.
Yeah. So, you know.
They make it sound great, but it's not really that great. So maybe hold out for a little bit if it's not that good.
Yeah. I heard good advice that said make a list of what you need. Don't just go and get stuff because it's bargain.
It's on sale, yeah.
Especially if it's not actually a bargain.
Yeah.
Anyway, perhaps by coincidence, today is also Buy Nothing Day.
Oh! That's hilarious.
Which organisers are calling a global holiday from consumerism. So you can choose which one you celebrate.
Yeah, choose wisely.
Freaky food. Friday is freaky
food. Friday. Has it really been a week?
It has already, since you mung down on your noodle sandwich.
Mung down seems so less graceful than it actually was. Anyway, welcome to
it
another one.
Really wasn't graceful.
And it's Nikki's turn.
It is. It's my turn this week.
You've been cooking bacon.
I have. In the microwave, which is quite a talent in itself.
I didn't realise that was even a thing, but it's really cool.
It's come out kind of crispy as well. I'm surprised.
So who suggested this?
This is Kim from Safety Bay. She's sent this one in. So,
thank you, Kim.
Thanks, Kim. It is bacon and peanut butter.
Okay.
Together.
But like in a sandwich or just...
Look, it hasn't been specified, so I'm just going for the plain old bacon with a bit of peanut butter on top.
Well, you'd have to do a lot. You'll have to do a big wad of peanut butter in the middle of it if you're going to do this justice.
I'm going to do something like that.
And then,
I'm using it like a piece of bread, spreading the peanut butter on it. Oh, it's got a bit cold, so the peanut butter's not melting. That doesn't look very good.
Like they do with pigs in a blanket, can you roll it or is it too crispy now?
It's like a piece of cardboard.
It really is a piece of... Well, it's like a crusket. That's what you've turned it into, a meat crusket.
Delicious. If that doesn't sound appetising, I don't know what will. Okay.
So this is bacon...
And peanut butter.
Covered in a thick layer of peanut butter. Oh, it's... Listen to that crunch.
Mm.
That's a great... The smell combination's pretty good. Like, I can smell peanut butter. I can smell some bacon.
I can't even taste any bacon.
Well, you did quite a lot of peanut butter on top there.
Mm. It's not bad.
Who would this market be for? Like, who is it? Like, if you're an endurance hiker or something, and you need carbs, you need calories fast.
Zero carbs. If you're on a no carb diet.
True.
Peanut butter, bacon, protein hit for the morning.
So you'll still be in keto after having this. That's the point.
Oh, I'll be in keto for up to 12 hours after this. I'm in keto right now. I don't know what keto means.
Clearly. But would you recommend this? Would you? I don't know.
I probably wouldn't tell friends about it.
Okay.
I'm not going to poo-poo it. I'm going to say maybe...
Well, that's good because, you know, it's a family show.
I don't know. Maybe five out of ten.
Okay. So probably not our
highest. Nothing special.
Listen, if you want to comment on it, click the links below that put comments for... I'm pointing for the sake of the video that we're making here.
On Facebook.
And suggest some ideas if you've got freaky food combos. There you go. Peanut butter and bacon.
Done. Ticked off the list. 5 out of 10. Wouldn't recommend. But I'm going to eat it anyway.
Why wouldn't you? Because otherwise it's just empty calories.